You are Locked On Pelicans, your daily podcast on the New Orleans Pelicans, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
That's right. It's Locked On Pelicans. I'm your host, Jake Madison, at NolaJake on Twitter. I'm also a writer for BourbonStreetShots.com, where you can check out a lot of my work, a lot of the work of the other writers we have on there. And guess what? It is game day. The Pelicans take on the Denver Nuggets tonight in the Smoothie King Center, the opening game for both teams. We're definitely going to preview that one for you today. Everyone, just be happy. You've made it. It's been kind of a long summer. I'm not a big baseball fan, so I haven't been paying attention to that. At least we have football. You made it through that dead period in the early summer where nothing's going on. That's always awful. No sports, anything like that that I really want to pay attention to. This is my big day, opening day of the NBA season for the Pelicans. At least there were a couple games last night that were a lot of fun to watch as well. But tonight, in like I said, in the Smoothie King Center, Denver Nuggets, New Orleans Pelicans. I'm going to preview that for you in today's podcast. If you haven't listened to the ones before this Monday, I depressed everybody and talked about the bad with the Pelicans team. Tuesday, yesterday, I talked about the good with the Pelicans team. Tried to be a little bit more fair and balanced and uplifting here. Today, we're going to preview the Pelicans game. Before I get to that, I'm going to talk a little bit about Anthony Davis and how it's actually kind of hard to build a team around him. Tomorrow, we're going to recap this Nuggets game, tell you what went right for the Pelicans, what didn't, what we should really expect going forward from them, the good, the bad, all that sort of thing. Friday, Warriors at home against the Pelicans in the Smoothie King Center. That's going to be a fun one. Kevin Durant's first road game as a Warrior, first road regular season game. So that's going to be pretty great for all the fans in New Orleans to get to and watch. So that's the rest of the week schedule, what we've already done this week, and definitely what we're going to be talking about today. Now, before I get to Anthony Davis and this theory I have about building a team around him, I want to mention something else we've got going on through Locked On Pelicans for you. So I know you all love basketball, football, pretty much any other sport. So I want to know if you guys are ready to get in on the action, because you definitely want to check out BetDSI.com. They've been in business for over 20 years. They're top rated. It's very safe to deposit your money, to get your money out. I think I told you guys on Monday I'd used it this past weekend on a little bit of college football. I plan on using it as the basketball season goes on, as the NFL keeps going on, and college football as well. They've got a great referral going on right now. If you sign up today, you get $10 free just to try their services. It's free money. You can win off of that if you think you know what you're talking about. And I know a lot of my friends do, a lot of people I talk to, you know, always think they're experts. This is a great way to show it off, to show that you really know what you're doing. They're also offering 100% bonus on your first deposit. So any, you know, up to a certain amount, when you make a deposit, they're going to match it. Again, free money for you guys. That's a wonderful thing. Their customer service is great in case you run into any issues. It's fast and easy to get payments after you win. I've already cashed out from this past weekend. That was a great little thing. Be able to take the girlfriend out to a nice dinner. They have hundreds of football and basketball wagers to choose from. You can get UFC odds. Even if you want to bet on the election on Trump versus Clinton, you can bet on that as well. They even have live in-game wagering on all football, basketball, and every other major sporting event out there. You can pretty much play virtually everything at BetDSI. So definitely go to BetDSI.com now. That's BetDSI.com. Go there now and use the promo code Pelicans10. That's going to get you that $10 free wager just to try their service out. Then make your deposit, get that 100% bonus on the first deposit, and start winning today. So definitely check out BetDSI.com. So Anthony Davis and this theory I've been kind of banging around, and I brought this up a little bit kind of the other day when I mentioned that maybe instead of looking for a guard on the trade market, and they were rumored to be looking at Tyus Jones from the Minnesota Timberwolves, the Pelicans should be really kind of targeting a more versatile big than what they have on the court right now. And I said because I truly believe the small lineup with Davis at center is going to struggle this time. So Anthony Davis, this is the guy that everyone was so excited to draft. He's a wonderful player. You know, they say he was the best prospect since LeBron James coming into the NBA, but it's proven that it's quite hard to build a team around him, that it's not as easy as just having the franchise cornerstone. You need more than that. And so what's the problem? Is it Dell Demps is bad at evaluating players? He brings in the wrong guys. That certainly could be it. Does it have to do with trading away the first round picks, not having as much youth on this team as they'd like to? That could be it as well. But I'm going to throw out another idea to you. And maybe it's just that Anthony Davis and his skill set, which with how unique it is, might be too tough to build around. So I know that sounds a little bit contradictory. It sounds a little bit crazy, but bear with me for, you know, a moment on this. So There's a ton of excitement for him at center this year, and as I explained, I don't think the small lineup's going to work. The problem is he can't guard centers himself. If he were to able guard centers on defense, certainly this would be a thing that I think could be quite successful, but he's just not capable of it. That's why you saw Ryan Anderson paired with him all the time, drawing the center on that defensive side of the ball. Anthony Davis plays center on offense, yes, but he does not play center on defense. Ryan Anderson was overmatched trying to guard most of these centers. They were able to grab offensive rebounds over him. That's why you've seen the defensive rebound rate kind of drop when the Pelicans go to a small lineup. Think back to the game against the Orlando Magic where they were outscored 13-2, and they just looked absolutely horrible there. You know, Davis has such a unique skill set that it's just hard to find players that match with him. That's why you've seen so many free agents come through here and leave, and nothing's really stuck. And this is especially true when it comes to big men. You know, the team thought they might have a fit with Omer Asik. That's why they gave up a first-round pick to Houston for him to bring him in. But, when it works on defense at times, that's when the Pelicans have a very strong defensive rebound rate, is when Omer Asik's there, when Anthony Davis are on the court together. The problem is it mucks up your spacing on offense, and it doesn't allow the Pelicans' offense to reach its full potential. So he's just not the right fit. It creates a huge problem. You almost need to find someone exactly like Anthony Davis, which isn't exactly, you know, a common type of player in the NBA. I've always thought that, you know, Al Horford might be the best big to pair with Anthony Davis. The problem is guys like that, these do-it-all big men who are very versatile in offense and defense, can guard two positions, have range on offense to shoot from three to help with spacing, but can also get down low and bang a little bit if they need to. These guys don't grow on trees in the NBA. There's not a ton of them just floating around for the Pelicans just to snap up. You know, think of strong wing players, those 3-and-D guys. There just aren't a ton of them around. That's why the Pelicans have struggled to fill that small forward spot for so long. And even when these guys are available, they are expensive. You saw Al Horford sign the max deal with the Boston Celtics this past offseason. Pelicans didn't have that kind of money to spend on a guy like that, frankly. They were unable to do so. That's where these issues come into play. They've tried and kind of whiffed on these bigs that just don't work with Anthony Davis. So, you know, you got to wonder if there is a guy out there that's great to pair with him. There really might not be, but, well, you know, and I'll touch on this as the season goes on, as I can see some more of the data from Anthony Davis, the lineups, when we see the rotations, different things like that. You've got to wonder if it's frankly him, you know, no fault to him for being as unique and great of a player as he is, though, that makes it tough to build this team around. So, like I said, it's a little bit counterintuitive. He's the franchise cornerstone, but is it necessarily the franchise cornerstone that you want? Kind of think of it as almost a thought experiment. I'm certainly happy he's here. I'd like to keep him as long as he's willing to stay, but maybe his skill set just makes it very difficult to build a team, and that's why Dell Demps is trying so many different things. Think about it, roll it over in your heads a little bit. I know, like I said, it's a bit of an odd concept, and it's something I've been thinking about a lot recently, and I wonder if it could possibly be true. Now, let's talk about the on-court things, the game against the Denver Nuggets, the home opener, you know, the curtains drawing on the season. We're all excited. I'll be there myself for the game. I'll be at the Smoothie King Center early trying to get some clips for the podcast, get some video, get some audio for you guys. I'll have it on Twitter at NolaJake as well. I'll be covering the Bourbon Street Shots Twitter account as well. That's at bourbonstreetshots.com. So this game and what to expect and what to want the Pelicans to do and what to watch for. There's going to be a lot of things going on. I'm just going to kind of throw some out of the notes that I have here. And the first one is the Pelicans need to play with a faster pace. The Denver Nuggets were 16th last year in pace. The Pelicans were 9th. The Pelicans want to play even faster than they did last season. They definitely need to play with a faster pace, get more possessions. The Denver Nuggets aren't very great offensively. They often struggle as a team shooting the ball. Their starting point guard, Moutier, shot only 36.4% from the field last year. You want those guys ripping shots, and you do that by dictating the pace of the game. Get in your sets early if you're the Pelicans. Take your shots. they miss, it's okay. Get back on defense. Force the opponents to take shots too. The more they miss, the more chances the Pelicans are going to have for offensive possessions that work. That's going to be a big thing going forward. You're going to hear that a lot. Dictate the pace of the game. This is Alvin Gentry. We know the system that he wants to run in transition. You know, it's not 7 seconds or less Suns, but it's in transition. Get that defensive stop. Get the ball, get down the court and score, and then make it harder on your opponent to score after that. I don't know if Denver can keep up if the Pelicans are making their shots and scoring in transition. I don't think they can win a shootout, and the easiest way to try and get it to a shootout is going to be playing with a lot of pace. Another area where the Pelicans need to kind of dictate and play their style of ball is they need to keep Denver off of the offensive glass. I've said I worry about the Pelicans' defensive rebounding, and it's going to get tested early in this game. You know, the Nuggets have a lot of guys who can defend. Jokic, Fareed are very good offensive rebounders. Moutier is 6'5" for a point guard. You have Gallinari on the wing along with Will Barton. Those guys are both very tall as well. This team can rebound with almost any one of their guys on the court. If the Pelicans go small and Anthony Davis is kind of being taken out by, say, a power forward to the rim, and you're left with Terrence Jones guarding Jokic on down low, he's going to eat them alive on the offensive boards, especially when Fareed comes flying in to try and grab one. The Pelicans need to kind of focus on defensive rebounding as a team. You know, that might mean slow it down a little bit at times. They still want to, like I said, play with a faster pace to get this into a shootout, but you need to make sure defensive rebounds are secured. It's going to take a lot of team awareness and calling out where people are trying to get the board from. I think they can do it. The problem is, as I've said all along, Terrence Jones isn't a great defensive rebounder. Neither is Solomon Hill or Dante Cunningham. Any of these wings they have aren't particularly great in that area, where this is something where the Denver is going to have the strong advantage on. If they can get some defensive boards and keep Denver off the offensive glass, I think the Pelicans can pretty much walk through this game no problem. I said before, Denver's not a great offensive team, but they do have one guy who's their go-to scorer who could probably make the Pelicans' life quite hard, and that's Gallinari. He's their go-to guy. He's the main offensive threat. In years past, I'd be much more worried about him, but now with Solomon Hill on this team, this is exactly why the Pelicans brought Hill in, to guard a guy like this, to neutralize that scoring threat. Let other people than Gallinari beat you, but with one exception, not Will Barton. If you thought to, say, the past two seasons of Will Barton against the Pelicans, he has lit them up, and Barton has just only improved as he's been in the league and as he keeps playing with the Denver Nuggets. He is a legit scoring threat. He's a guy I would love to have on the Pelicans, but he's so cheap they will never trade him. You need to make someone other than Gallinari and Will Barton beat you. Force it to Moutier. He's not a great shooter. That's a strong matchup for Tim Frazier, the Pelicans starting point guard, for him to ease into this year. It's a guy who's not necessarily going to beat him with jump shots. Sag off of him a little bit. Stay near the paint. Don't let him get those easy lanes to the rim. And I think the Pelicans can really neutralize this Denver offense. As long as they're not offensive rebounding, this Pelicans defense is going to get a nice, easy, you know, walk into the season. You want to get off to a good start with a win. You don't want to necessarily get buried to a 1-11 start as they did last season. Win on opening night isn't the most imperative thing, but it's certainly going to help, and they can definitely do it. Let other guys beat you. Get the ball into the hands of their bad shooters. Just keep it out of Will Barton's, please. I'm tired of that guy lighting it up from three. It gets really annoying every single year and every single time the team plays them. Keep it out of Gallinari's hands. We know he can score. He's a shooter. He's an all-around great player. Give it to Moutier. I'll be happy if he's taking the shots all game long. With the Pelicans still trying to gel as a team a little bit, and with them being kind of banged up during preseason, you know, Anthony Davis missing time, Terrence Jones was banged up and missed a game with the knee injury. Each one more missed with his heel. And with Buddy Hield just being a rookie, there's going to be some inconsistent shooting on this team still. I don't think they've gotten the reps in live action, you know, in games that they would have liked to have had for the start of the season so far. These guys might miss shots, especially from deep. You know, Buddy Hield's going to have times where he looks amazing. There's going to be other times where he looks like he cannot score. Etuan Moore just needs to get his legs in this offense under him a little bit more. He's looked good in preseason, but there's times where he's gone through a bit of a cold streak as well. All of these guys are going to need to keep shooting in this game. Denver doesn't defend the three-point line well. They don't have those rotations on defense to make sure the open man on the perimeter gets covered. They're not going to do that. They're not great at running people off the three-point line and trying to force a drive to the rim instead and kind of funnel the ball to those interior